Penguin Random House Audio presents The Bodies in the Library by Marty Wingate. Read for you by Fiona Hardingham. To Leighton. 1.
I'll be leaving now, Mrs. Burke.
I leapt up from the desk at this announcement, knocking my phone on the floor in the process, and hurried out of my office.
Yes, Mrs. Woolgar, I said, tugging on my jacket. Have a lovely evening.
The secretary stood in the flagstone entry and reached for her coat off the hall stand. The open front door framed a twilight sky behind her as a cool October breeze swirled round our ankles. Bunter, a tortoiseshell cat, sauntered down the staircase, his tail straight as a soldier, apart from the question mark curl at its tip. He settled on the bottom step.
You will have a word with them, won't you?
I certainly will, I replied. But, I added with as much authority as I could muster under her steely gaze, as I've explained, I don't feel we can ask them to move along just yet. And I believe this connection to the local writing community will be a boon, helping us to build a base of support that will ensure the society's future. Mrs. Woolgar took a lace-edged hanky from her sleeve and polished the brass plate mounted at the door that read, The First Edition Society.
And the furniture?
I haven't forgotten the furniture, I assured her. I'm terribly sorry they left the chairs in such disarray last week, and the week before. It's only that Trist had shifted things round to act out a scene he'd written with the zombies. Mrs. Woolgar's eyes were veiled as she snapped her handbag closed and brushed an imaginary speck off the lapel of her dress.